Message number 441. Prayers can avert the atrocities being planned, urging the use of nuclear bombs. Tuesday, May 29, 2012 at 05:42 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my prophets, my messengers, and all the true visionaries in the world are uniting in spirit to proclaim my holy word at this time. Those chosen for the difficult mission to ensure that the souls of the whole of humanity are prepared for my second coming are being instructed to call out to the world. They will soon urge for urgent prayer to help those who will suffer in the coming wars. The time is near for wars to break out, and many innocent souls will be the victims in these hate-filled terrors against God's children. Many will be torn in different directions in these wars, and much confusion will exist in the Middle East. So many little wars will escalate. So many sides splintered in all directions at first will merge into only a small number of sides. Then the larger armies will become involved, with many nations joining in. How my tears fall over this terrible evil led through the influence of Satan, who wants to kill as many people as possible and as quickly as possible. Pray for these wars to be diluted. Pray that God's children through their prayers can avert the atrocities being planned, urging the use of nuclear bombs. My dearest daughter, Satan will do everything in his power at this time to encourage the Catholic Church to denounce you and to declare these messages heresy. You must ignore these attacks. All those who follow my teachings need only follow their hearts, for they will find it easy to discern the truth. If my prophets were not given the graces from heaven to withstand such persecution, then my holy word, my instructions to prepare all of God's children for my second coming, would not be heard. Were it not for the stubborn persistence of all God's prophets and God's messengers from the beginning of time, then God's children would remain ignorant. Once the knowledge is given to you, my precious followers, you must never be afraid, for you are following the path to eternal life. Any other path, irrespective of the glorious but worthless temptations which pull you towards worldly trappings, will not lead you to me, for if and when the lies about my Holy Eucharist begin to emerge, you must be brave and walk away. Pray for strength, determination, and courage to follow me on the final path to salvation. Your beloved Jesus.